Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Top of the morning to you. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And this show features live, unscripted conversations with people making a difference, especially the people here today. Anyway, to get the show started. Oh, yeah, not yet. All right. This is KX93.5.
My car, I fell in another world.
This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman, and this show features live, unscripted conversations with people making a difference, especially like the people I have here today. So I have Robert Holton and Frankie Duchesne from The Sawdust Winter Fantasy. How's
morning.
That?
Morning. Yay.
Oh, you How can get a little morning? Closer to that. Oh,
okay, get a little. Yeah.
You can pull it to you.
Okay, thank you.
Don't, you know, yeah. Yeah, it's here to serve you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you for being here. So, The Sawdust, I guess we should just give a quick overview for those people who may be driving along who've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah. So we've been doing the Sawdust Festival. Is it 52 years, I believe it is? The summer show. And this is the winter version, which is 28th annual.
Oh, wow.
Slept through the last three.
Oh, yeah.
But no. 28th annual. There's 182 artists.
Wow.
Some of them are local artists. The winter show, you don't have to be a resident of Laguna Beach.
It's open to a
So it's open to others. They have to apply and jury into it. And so we have probably about 30 new artists this year, which is a nice mix from the summer. So you'll get a nice feeling of right. something new,
new
and fresh. And it's very magical, the wintertime, right, Frankie?
It is.
It's all decorated, yeah.
Yeah, decorated really nice. Where the van was, if you were able to come down and join us in the summertime, we have the big van, which is a photo op area.
Yeah,
we blew that out, took that away. Yeah, take that away, take out maybe 16 booths, and that's our Winter Village, what do we call that? We call
it
Town Square. Listen to Frankie, she's chiming in. She's doing
right?
Good morning, Frankie.
She's already
She is good. It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, it's very magical. It snows. I enjoy... When I get down there, walking the grounds before anybody comes in, and it's just, there's nothing like it that I've ever seen.
So now, Robert, you're an artist here, and so how long have you been in the Sawdust?
So I've lived in town a little over 5.5 years, and this was in my bucket list of things to do.
Really?
Unfortunately, my wife had passed away 15-plus years ago, and I was doing art shows, traveling all over the United States. I did 300-plus art shows, and driving in a van, setting up in the park.
Oh, wow, okay.
And this is hard. And I met a few artists that were at Sawdust Festival on my travels, and one of them specifically said, I wish I would have moved here sooner. It really helped my career.
Oh, wow.
David Milton. And I go, you really want to do that. So after my wife had passed away, I really started a bucket list of things I wanted to achieve.
Now, where were you were you
from? From Anaheim, but my father was in the Air Force, and we traveled all the time.
Oh, okay, so you were
all the time,
accustomed. And,
pack up and leave and, you know, or don't even unpack the boxes. Rolling Stone. And so I put a list of things together, and Sawdust Festival was one of the things I really would want to come down and have that in my accomplishments of my life, and it's been a great thing. Yeah. So this I've done 4 summer shows. This is my 5th winter. I did a winter show 10, 12 years ago and shared a booth with another artist.
Okay.
So
and now you're a solo.
Yeah, full time, and it's a very family affair. I have my wife. I really didn't plan on that happening again, but this beautiful woman came into. I had a gallery downtown near the cliff.
Okay.
And I met her 3-some years ago.
Huh.
And Marita is a trained architect.
All right.
Which is a really interesting whole story behind that.
I guess that's a...
And we, and being from Russia, right? Yeah, she's from Russia.
Oh.
But when we got married, she wanted to wear a crown. And in her country, that was a traditional thing, a crown, a tiara type of thing.
Right.
So she created... She couldn't see anything that she liked, and she started making her own. And maybe 10 or 12 later, she found one that she really liked that she had made. But her friends started seeing them, and she started showing them around. And I said, hey, do the winter show with me.
Okay.
So 3 years ago, she shared a little corner of my space.
All right.
And then this is her 2nd summer and winter by herself. And
So
it's kind of fun.
So it's become its own thing.
Yeah, and she's found, I think inside of us, there's all a creative side, whatever it be, writing.
Sure.
Dance, photography, whatever it is. And to have the chance to do that is
really
a blessing. It really is a blessing.
Space yourself, right?
Yeah. And
discover.
I enjoy the things I paint. I do an Andy Warhol-esque meets Jackson Pollock, but I'll paint images maybe from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and then hear the stories of why somebody's buying that Bob's Big Boy or that restaurant or that kind of thing. And then when I kind of boost it for my wife at times, and the women who buy a tiara, you'll hear them say, well, where would you wear that? And I'll tease them back like, well, where wouldn't you wear it? You know, you can wear it anywhere you want, you know.
Yeah,
and
for everywhere.
Yeah, but the women, when they put it on, it's it changes their personality,
right,
and stuff,
yeah,
you know? And you can see that, too, in our artists at the show. I mean, the pieces that they sell, they're made from their soul, their heart.
Right.
You know, and a person collecting that mug or that photograph,
sure,
or
yes,
that, you know, it takes them back to that time.
Well, and the other thing for me about the Sawdust is it's a place that all ages can go, and they
correct,
can be together, and they
sure,
can all have something, you know, to
yeah,
enjoy.
It's creating
they,
memory.
You know, grandma, the,
yes,
the grandkids,
yeah,
the
yeah,
mom and dad, and they can all enjoy it, and the
sure,
food's amazing.
Oh, yeah, the food, the entertainment is it's magical, it's amazing. In my little booth, and we build our booths from the ground up every year. A lot of people don't know that.
Right.
But my booth, there's an electric box, so I had to build and hide that electric box. But we made it a bench, and I've got people, especially seniors. I had two different groups of people come by, and I would say, sit down for a second. And the man sat down, and it was funny. He sat there for a good 10 minutes. I go, hey, I'm going to the restroom. Will you watch the booth?
Yeah, right.
And,
yeah.
And I went to the restroom, and I came back, and he was still sitting there. And, but it was fine, and we spoke about a few things on the wall. And across from my booth is the train exhibit.
Yes.
Train
oh,
exhibit.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful holiday Christmas village train set that mm-hmm, the artist has built and put up. And the coolest thing yesterday was the boy was maybe 5 years old. And he said it to his mom three times. I keep hearing him, and mom's not listening, but he said, basically, it was, mom, take a video of this. I want to remember this forever.
Wow.
And
wow,
that's, you know, that's a 5-year-old. And then you see 55 and 75-year-old people looking, especially the men, like, oh, I had a train back in the day. And,
right.
You know, so that, and that puts you in the holiday spirit. And, you know, the show, we have snow. I don't know what that snow is made out of, but we have the snow, Laguna Beach snow, that comes out a couple times an
magic,
hour. The Marionette Puppet Show.
Yes, the Marionette Puppet Show.
Yeah.
So, Frankie, what do you do for the Sawdust?
I do the marketing.
Okay. And what attracted you to the Sawdust experience?
So the first time I walked into the Sawdust Festival was about 6 years ago.
Okay.
And I walked in as an art instructor.
Really?
And yes. And I've been there since in many different capacities, but...
Okay.
Eventually, I ended up in the marketing department, and I can't say how blessed I am. I love the Sawdust Festival. I love the artists. I love what people experience when they attend the show.
Okay.
You know, it just my experience there just keeps growing and evolving, and I think it's such a special place to be a part of.
Right. Wow. And so have you tried on any of the tiaras?
I have, yes. And I was going to say, sometimes when Robert's manning his wife's booth, you can find him wearing a tiara, too.
Yeah, it takes a man to really rock that crown tiara thing. It's not the easiest thing to sell.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have more of the Importance of Being show with Frankie Duchesne and Robert Holton of the Sawdust Winter Fantasy. All right, this is KX93.5.
Lost the skies of powdered gold, caught in clouds of silver rose, showered by the empty hopes as I tumbled down, falling fast to the ground. I
Cause I'm in this house, I'm in this hole, oh my time. Whoa!
That's right. All right, this is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10, and we feature live, unscripted conversations with people making a difference. And so today I am delighted to have as my guest Frankie Duchesne and Robert Holton from the Sawdust Winter Fantasy. So, Robert, you are an artist, and you... came to the Sawdust because it was something that was kind of on your bucket list.
Correct, yeah.
And you also, I guess, had a business before you were doing that.
Exactly.
So you were doing signs?
Yeah, doing signs for 32 years in Anaheim. I started my dad's garage, the old garage, you know, story you hear about.
Ye
old sign shop. You know, we had to make our own paint, you know, milk the goat, you know, for lunch. And but my dad came from the computer world, and we got one of the first computer... cutters to make vinyl signage, which nobody really knew about.
Okay.
We had some beta testing equipment. So we were really in the beginning, and it was a fun time. We talked about maybe franchising it, but it was hard enough just to have the business as is.
Right.
And we took it in the course of those 20-plus years from my mom and dad and I to we ended up having almost 30 employees. We were doing trade shows. We were doing great. But at one point, I was going to be the richest guy in the graveyard. I mean, I was working 24/7. my wife at the time, I had to go to anger management. I lost it. I mean, you know, and so money's not the whole object of doing what we do.
And I guess no matter how much you make, there's always something out there.
Yeah, and I didn't want to be that one, I got to have this, I got to have that, that type of thing. I just wanted family and time off, but it just didn't happen. But unfortunately, my wife passed away, and that's how I started painting. At our sign business, we would do a lot of photo blow-ups for funerals.
Mm.
And my wife had worked with us for a while. She had a cancer, and it really took its toll on her. But
sure.
Her sisters had come in, painted her office all pinks and purples, all these flowers and stuff. And after Alicia passed away, I go, that's got it. I got to get rid of that. And we had remodeled a house together. We had no art in our house, and we didn't know what is our style. I have an art style. She has an art style. But what is our art style to fill this house with some art? And unfortunately, she passed away, and it's a couple of weeks after she had passed away. I was working late at the shop because I had nobody to go home to. Her son was moved back with his grandma. My one son was back and forth at his mom's. But I had this giant photo blow-up of Elisa sitting on the table, and I'm painting out the flowers and the pink with this paint.
Yep.
And I got angry, and I started throwing the paint on the photo. And that's how I created my drizzle style, a combination of photography, dripping and painting. And so the next day I said, gosh, I took my time. And I had a meltdown. And art really helps one heal through this, you know,
through the whole thing, right?
Is it writing music? Is it photography? But, you know, find that inner whatever keeps you sane.
Right, that's your therapy.
And that's how I started doing that. So I've done all the art shows, created art that I helped me heal, old restaurants, those kind of things.
Okay.
Did my first art show in Beverly Hills, and I sold 8 paintings the first weekend. And I go,
wow,
this is cool. But I got so much enjoyment. It's nice to sell a painting to someone, you know, when they want to bring that into their house. And I tease, some people put more thought into a trash can to bring into their kitchen than what they hang on the wall. You know, it accommodates the size and stuff. But they want to bring my art into the house, and they're going to pay me. You know, so that's like vanilla on top of chocolate, German chocolate cake for me. I'm like, dang, vanilla ice cream, you know. So, but I started doing, but I realized, too, that life is short, but people were getting enjoyment from the images that I started painting, but I started reaching out to, and they found me also, is nonprofits and foundations, so where I could make a piece of art, they can auction it off, and they make some money and an awareness. So I started working with In-N-Out, and I've worked with In-N-Out for 8 years for their Children's Foundation, and one time out of the year, they raise money, and if you leave the change or whatever, In-N-Out matches that, and they've raised millions of dollars, and they give them away to different, mostly children's organizations, Latchkey Children.
Right.
And what's really great with In-N-Out is they qualify who that money goes to.
Okay.
I work with a guy over there, Howard Booker, and they physically go to these entities and, you know, see what they're creating, what they're doing, and they have a children's, or they have a golf charity auction. And some of my paintings have gone for $15,000.
Wow.
Something that I created. Wow. So that's a kick. That's a joy.
Right.
But somebody's going to benefit.
The dollar amount. That's
correct.
Great. But also that money, the proceeds are going.
Yeah. So I think that's a great thing. And I wish more of us in the art community could do that and find a place to place their art.
Right.
To bring awareness to that cause. Help them also maybe heal through what they're going through
and connection. And fellowship and connection.
You know, it's not all about just take.
And so the sawdust also does that kind of thing, right? It's Frankie. Are you guys having any special events coming up as part of the Winter Fantasy?
Yeah.
I'm sure every day is jam-packed with great activities and wonderful music and food and all that. But there is a food event, I believe.
Absolutely, yes. So we have a brand new event this year called Breakfast with Santa, where we have our local fire department with us through the Laguna Beach Firefighters Association. They will be in the house on Saturday, December 8th, cooking a pancake breakfast, and all proceeds of that go to Spark of Love.
Wow. And do you know what Spark of Love is?
It is a toy drive from that was derived from the fire department. Itself.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So that's a way to fuel their toy drive and
mm-hmm.
their specific philanthropic effort.
There you go.
See, it is nationwide.
Decaf coffee, man. Decaf. No, it sounded good.
But yeah, so tickets are on sale for that now, and you can also buy them at the door.
Yeah, buy them in advance. I think it's
going
to sell out.
But it starts at 8:30 in the morning on Saturday, December 8th, and it runs until about 9:45, right before we open, and then it also includes day admission to the festival.
That sounds great. And then they're going to, I think, parade in with Santa, somebody said, or something. Maybe that might happen. They're going to let the kids walk in with Santa is what I heard. Maybe they're going to try and do. Maybe I'm going to try and do that.
That sounds lovely, Robert.
I'll do the Pied Piper thing, and they'll follow me. No, that ain't going to work.
I think you're going to be organized.
Oh, God, a great idea. No. Well, maybe not. Don't come down just for the parade. There will be no parade. But there'll be pancakes.
So the Sawdust Winter Fantasy actually started last week? Or a week before last?
Yes, it started last week. We are now on our second weekend, and we still have three more weekends left of the show.
Awesome. And what are the hours? What are the times that people can come and enjoy the magic of the sawdust?
So our hours are 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay. And is it Monday through Friday?
No, it is not. So we are only open on Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay, weekends only.
Weekends only through December 16th.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have more of the Importance of Being show with my delightful guests, Robert Holton and Frankie Duchesne. Yeah. This is KX 93.5.
Speed. swap of black, run down your back, take to the street. You're gonna give someone a heart attack. I could tell you it's all gonna be alright. Stars will align, hearts unite. The lamb will lie with the lion. I could say we're gonna be fine someday, and it might not be right. Superman, give it you got a good head on your shoulders and a storm in your chest. Superman, watch who you save. Take care with whom you fly away. You are who you say. A swath of black, run down your back, take to the
This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman, and we do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And the show features live and unscripted conversations with people making a difference, or just wonderful people in general. And I gotcha. So today I am just delighted to have as my guests Frankie Duchesne and Robert Holton from the Sawdust Winter Festival. And we've talked a little bit about, you know, the dates and times and the particulars. We've talked about Robert's art. We've talked about the fireman's pancake breakfast with Santa. And but there are all kinds of activities that in programming that you guys have set up. So I think you're doing something with local charities. Mm-hmm. Is that right, Miss mm-hmm. Frankie?
Yes. So if you've been to the show and you've been in Town Square, you notice that there are about 13, 14 Christmas trees that are decorated. And all of those trees are decorated by local local organizations. And so we have a special evening next week on Saturday the 1st. It kicks off at 5:30. We have a special evening honoring these organizations, and you'll find anywhere from American Auxiliary League to Pacific Marine Mammal Center, the Festival of Arts and the Art Affair, amongst others. We have so many that take part in this every year. And so next week we have this evening honoring them, and each organization will have a chance to share their story with our public. So it'll be really sweet.
Wow, so you guys really form connections to the community as well as providing an opportunity for artists to develop themselves mm-hmm. and develop their craft and to connect with buyers.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And so I think, Robert, you were going to talk about monks mm. and chanting.
I don't know how to say all of this, but Frank can help me with the verbiage, sure. But we have the monks coming to town in January, and they do an amazing mandala.
Yes. So the Drepung Gomang monks, sacred Tibetan arts tour, will be with us January 28th to February 5th at the Sadis grounds, and they will be creating a mandala.
Yeah, it's incredible. I have seen them do it at the church.
Neighborhood congregation church.
Mm-hmm. And it was magical. I mean, I come from the Catholic upbringing, and we never had anything like that. And, I mean, they've got
no fun in our
house. None fun at all. A lot of color and stuff. You know, we were all black and white where I went, and Lent we had purple. But these guys have the orange robes, but they come out with musical instruments. Yeah. They actually work on the mandala on the grounds. On the floor, and then at the end of it, all sand. And then when it's over, they actually take it to the beach and they let this thing go. And somehow, but we're excited. They're going to be on the grounds of the Sadis Festival, so we're trying to build a whole event around that.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Where it'll be during the it's a week long festivity. Decorate the grounds. Mm-hmm. There'll be arts and crafts for the kids to participate in some degree.
We have more info at the info booth located on the ground. So if you were curious, please pick up a flyer, or we'll have information as well on our website. Just wanted to mention something, though.
Sure.
Going back, I'm sorry about Winter Fantasy. Every Sunday, if you bring an unwrapped toy, a new toy to the grounds, you just walk right up to the gate and donate it to Spark of Love. You get in for free.
Yeah, so please. Wow. Yeah, bring some toys down and share it with those.
So you're really about helping everybody in the community, but especially underprivileged children at this time of
the year.
Sure,
sure. We all need to help out, right? There's a lot of people out there that are less fortunate than us.
Indeed. Right. And so will there still be music and the some of the normal fare that they have at the Sawdust?
Oh, through the end of the show?
Bands and stuff.
Amazing music, yeah.
Great music, entertainment acts, the marionette show. Just told yesterday that it has a huge legacy. Renee's Marionette Show.
Amazing though. I watched it a couple times. I had friends that come down that had never been to the Winter Show, and I go, you got to check out the puppets and the kids. You get there if you're coming down for the puppet show. Get there a good 5-10 minutes early because it fills up. There'll be 60 little children right up front,
right?
And the puppet here, whatever they call them, brings the puppets right into the kids, into their laps.
Oh, wow.
And some are traumatized for a second, but they're delighted. Like it's just a fun thing. Sand. Yeah. You know, like, oh, yeah, I remember the first time I met a gorilla that's head popped off. But,
besides that, we do have all of those artists. We have 182 artists. And when you're on the grounds, you can see them demoing. I mean, yesterday, throughout the day, I saw Reem Khalil working on her loom. Right. I saw Tara Flying Horse creating yarn. I saw painters painting. And
ceramics being made.
Oh, ceramics being made. I mean, it's really amazing to be able to traverse the grounds and see all of these artists making and creating before your very eyes. Yeah. It's really lovely.
A lot of makers. Mm-hmm.
So you're a sawdust person. I mean, you're backstage and all that. Mm-hmm. Have you thrown a pot in the
I have once. Yes.
And have you blown any glass?
I have once, yes, with Muffin Spencer Devlin. I have joined her in the booth.
Yeah, I still want to do that. That looks exciting to watch that.
It is. Know. I think Muffin did all the work for me. But it was a joy spending time with her in the glass.
You picked out the color though, right?
I did pick out the color.
And do you still have your object?
I do, yes.
And so one more time. Well, first off, you guys have a website, so all that information is available there. Do you want to give it to the audience?
Yes, so you can find more information about our show and about everything we do at Sadis Festival at sadistartfestival.org.
All right. And why don't we go through the dates and just kind of recap the events that are coming up.
Okay, great. So we are now in our second weekend of the show. We have three more weekends left. We close December 16th. Our hours are 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And again, we have that community night coming up next weekend on Saturday the 1st at 5:30 p.m. And then the following weekend on Saturday, December 8th, we have the Breakfast with Santa at 8:30 a.m. So those are two of the highlights, but we have a lot going on at the show.
All right. And have you driven the train?
I have not. That is actually the holiday train is a special exhibit that Lindy Chastain, who is a sawdust artist, that's her train.
Yeah, she
and built
she that
set
out.
That up for the winter show, so she mans the train.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So, but yes. It's really, it is. It's an exciting thing to watch and just
Did
take
she
a
let
few
you
minutes.
Blow the horn. So, well, thank you so much for coming and sharing the magic of the sawdust with us. So the Sawdust Winter Festival is going on now and will be going on until?
December 16th.
Yay. Yeah, come on down. It'll be good to see everyone.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being on the show. It's been a wonderful time sharing.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. This is KX93.5, and you've been listening to The Importance of Being Show. Coming up next is Steve Reed with the Coast Highway Shuffle. That's it. This is KX93.5.
Sometimes late when things are real and people share the gift of gab between themselves. Some are quick to take the bait and catch the perfect prize that waits among the shells. But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And cause never was a reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke blast stained bright color, image going down, down, down. That he didn't already have. And cause never was a reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke glass stained bright color, image going down, down. That he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me. Ooh. Thank you.
your pain.